Stay with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sulis. Interested in learning new skills online at a pace that suits you? Visit ecollege.ie to apply for one of our free online courses.
New figures show that there are 840 unsolved missing person cases now live on the Garda's Pulse system. Some of those cases date back to when official records started. Gabby Agata-Fitzgaita is political reporter with the Irish Independent, and she's on the line now with more detail. Gabby, the numbers are staggering. You know, when people see 840 unsolved missing person cases currently live, but how have these figures been compiled and arrived at?
Figure on how many people, I suppose, still remain, those cases still remain unsolved. So new figures from the Justice Minister, Helen McEntee, show that there are 840 cases live on the Garda Pulse system. So when a person goes missing and they are reported to their Garda station, a case is opened up on the Pulse system, and until they are found, that case remains live. So of course these figures date back to, you know, to when official records started, but going back decades and decades. But it's interesting because the data also shows that over the past decade, the total number of missing person incidents that were recorded was close to 100,000. But of course some people go missing, for example, several times a year. So I think it's close enough to 40,000 actual individuals that were reported missing. And over those past 10 years, there's 242 of these cases that remain unsolved.
Okay, so 242 out of the 840, they are cases that have been dealt with in the last 10 years up to July of this year, Gabby.
Yes, so that's I suppose the figures that the most recent figures from the Justice Minister Helen McEntee. Mm-hmm. When a person is reported missing, of course the guards begin their investigation, or the superintendents also have a role, and they try and correspond as much of that information as they possibly can. But leader of ANPU, Padraig Tobin, who obtained these figures, he's making this interesting point. He's referring to the case, very sad case, of Limerick man Dennis Walsh, who was reported missing for 25 years in the 90s, but his remains were actually found 4 weeks after his disappearance. And because of, you know, advances in DNA and so on, he was actually buried in 2014 in a local authority site. But his family did not find out until last year. And so they found out, much to their, I suppose, disbelief, that they had spent all of these years looking for their son, who was buried in a local authority site, and Padraig Tobin calling for, you know, Gardaí to join the dots better for increased improvements in communication so that these kinds of things don't happen again.
And is there any indication that that's in the works?
I suppose, so certainly the reassurance from the Justice Ministers that the Gardaí are doing all that they can. Of course, we're seeing advances in technology all of the time, but really what it comes down to is, you know, improved communication from Gardaí. And I think it would be interesting, of course, the Justice Minister, Helen McEntee, she's now on maternity leave, and we know Heather Humphreys has taken over her portfolio, if she's going to try and maybe make some headway on that while she is interim Justice Minister. Of course, we know some of the most famous disappeared cases, you know, Trevor Deeley. It was 21 years since he disappeared last year, and his anniversary is coming up shortly now again. So, of course, it's a case that, you know, the most heartbreak is really with the family of the person who goes missing, because, of course, they don't know what happened to their loved one.
Yeah, and, you know, you remind us there of Trevor Deeley's name, and many of the names on this list are people and names who are so familiar to us because we've heard about them time and again over the years. Can you remind us of some more of those people behind the numbers?
Yes, of course. So, Yvan Murray reports in the Irish Independent today that Ellen Cross Brown, she disappeared without a trace 23 years ago. She was a mum of one from Ballyfermot in Dublin, and she's never been heard of or seen since. And of course, it's the families that have to deal with the difficulty of somebody that they love going missing. You know, just some of the names are New Yorker Annie McCarrick, who was last seen on a day trip to Enniskerry in March 1993. Jojo Dullard, who was last seen, of course, in 1995. Sandra Collins, who was 28 at the time and pregnant when she disappeared in Killala, County Mayo, in December of the year 2000. Student teacher Deirdre Jacob, the mother of seven, Barbara Walsh, and Connor and Sheila Dwyer. Those are just some names, but of course, out of the 840, I actually had a look at the Garda Síochána website last night in their missing persons tab. If you go all the way back, I mean, there's people that date back to the 1970s, even, you know, they're black and white photographs that are still those investigations still ongoing. You know, their cases are still open.
Yep.
But of course, the question remains as to whether or not Gardaí are every day actively looking to find these people.
Gabia, thank you very much for bringing us that. That's Gabia Gadifiscaithe from the Irish Independent. Text messages coming off the back of Evelyn's report on the teaching shortage. I'm a qualified teacher, but I work as a theatre director. During COVID, I went back to substitute in a school. I loved the experience, but the pay just wouldn't work for me. Tricia says, need more teachers? Cancel the high registration fee. There are lots of barriers before you can teach here. I'm an experienced, retired secondary teacher returning from the UK, but I refuse to pay the Department of Education's registration fee. And Martin says the finance minister said he must give pay rises and bonuses to the banking sector to keep the best staff in the country. Following that logic, it means he doesn't think it necessary to pay teachers, nurses, etc. what they are worth to stay in the country. 51551 for your messages. And there is no doubt it is heading for crisis in the education sector, given what the principals and the new graduates told Evelyn in that report. Back after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.